The music of Boy Pablo is often described as bedroom pop, warm, dreamy songs created by 21-year-old Nico Muñoz in the comfort of his home. But the Chilean-Norwegian artist has a global reach. He blew up on YouTube a few years ago, breaking over 30 million views on one of his songs. And his first full-length album called Huachito Rico is out this weekend.
It's late morning, I'm right here.
Nico Muñoz of Boy Pablo joins us now from Bergen, Norway. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So bedroom pop, you've been doing this work from home thing way before the rest of us. So tell me about why you were recording it at home. I mean, what is it about that space that creates good music?
I didn't know that that was a thing before I like heard of all these bedroom pop artists. It was just a space that I like to like be alone in and just create whatever I want, because I feel safe here. It's really cozy. And yeah, it's apart from everybody else.
Yeah. So Huachito Rico is a Chilean term that translates to handsome boy. tell me about the title. Where did it come from?
It started out as a joke. And then I like realized it sounded like a character. And that's exactly what I wanted for this album, create a character that I write about.
I just want us to have a good time. Amor, baila conmigo all night.
So tell me about that character. Who is it?
Huachito Rico is just a normal boy that really wants to get this girl. But it's just like a regular love story, like really from a coming-of-age movie.
So your parents immigrated to Norway from Chile during Augusto Pinochet's regime.
Yeah.
You know, Chilean music is such a huge thing. I mean, it's such a rich, rich, rich vein.
Yeah.
Did they bring any albums with them to play around the house while you were growing up that influenced your music?
Like, I'm the youngest of four. So my brothers and my sister used to play a lot more music like than my mom and dad. I mean, yeah, of course, there was some Latin music like Americo or Ráfaga, like part of Chilean and Latin music at home.
Hmm. Do you go to Chile ever?
Yeah, I've been there like six times.
Yeah? And what is it like for you going back there?
I've been living my whole life here in Norway, but it feels like home because my whole family is there.
So this album feels a lot like a breath of fresh air because you really lean into sort of the innocence of young adulthood.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Hey Girl.
Hey girl, it's the first time I've looked at somebody like this. Hey girl.
And it's based on this universal feeling, right? What is this story about?
I remember when I was trying to get this girl that is now my girlfriend and I was so nervous. I was shaking every time I was gonna talk to her. I guess it's just that feeling of completely losing your head before you talk to a girl.
I've never been in love before. I don't know what to do. Hey girl.
So your guitar has this particular sound, and you know, your playing has spawned many, many guitar tutorials on social media. Does that seem surreal that you have like all these followers looking at what you do?
I was shocked because people were like covering my songs and they were like doing their own versions and stuff. And I was like, this is what I used to do with my idols and like the people I looked up to. When I was like 11, I started learning all these Blink-182 songs on the guitar. So yeah, that's when I like started making my own music.
Tell me about the role of sort of social media in your career.
It's everything. I would not go viral, obviously, if it wasn't for YouTube. I don't think like people saw this coming 15 years ago, but it means everything right now. Like, having followers on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, It's really where you can express yourself and open up to people about your art.
I mean, because you have millions of fans, I want to ask you this. You've chosen to stay independent. You do not have a major label behind you. Do you think that what you're doing is the way forward, that artists like you don't need record labels like they used to?
Yeah, I mean, I think more and more people are trying to be independent and just try to do as much as possible themselves. Maybe you're more proud of your work, or like you want to be in control of everything. That's the case for me. I didn't want, for example, my creative freedom to be taken away at any level.
What's your favorite song on the album?
It depends on my mood, but I would say, like, these days it's the last track on the album, I Heart You.
What's that about?
It's maybe the most personal song I've written, like the most heartfelt song I've ever written. It's about this special person. I was having such a like depressing time in high school. Went through a lot of crap, and this person really like lightened up my life.
It's sort of like a love letter to them.
Definitely.
That's Nico Munoz of Boy Pablo. His debut album is Huachito Rico. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
A few days after we spoke to Nico, he posted on Instagram that he had tested positive for the coronavirus. He said he's feeling fine and quarantining, and we wish him a speedy